about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. Let's get the show rolling. Let's see what we got going here. Temperatures in Western Oklahoma and Oklahoma Panhandle. Currently, Mangum and Hobart, you're tied for the hot spot in the state at 90 degrees, 88 at Hollis. 81, home of the secret weapon. And 85 at Arnett, 89 at the May Ranch, 88 at Lahoma, 88 at Beaver out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 85 at Lipscomb, 84 at McLean, 86 at Wellington, Odell down there south of the Red River Bridge, south of Altus, also 88 degrees. Hope you guys had a nice, calm weekend. Man, this wind, something else. But actually, it's probably a blessing with this high humidity. If it wasn't no wind blowing, it'd be miserable out there, heat index wise. But I'm just gonna let you know, I took a little road trip to up there to Kansas City on the Kansas side this weekend, and it was blowing up there just as hard as it was blowing down here. So it's crazy. That drive home yesterday and that wind was something, and it was kind of nerve-wracking to pass some of those semis, but we made it home. I delivered some beef up there. We got people buying beef from me up there on the Johnson County side of Kansas, there at Overland Park, Lewisburg, all those places up in there. Had a good time. Got to go see my grandkids yesterday morning at Topeka. Then we come home. The dryland corn and soybeans look awesome all the way from basically North Oklahoma City all the way up into Kansas City. A lot of water hose. They've been getting as much, if not more, rain than we have here, and it's a little tighter ground up there. But that corn, just where there wasn't no water hose, man, those tops are just even starting to silt in Oklahoma. I didn't see any in the silt stage in Kansas, but it's pretty close. Just look beautiful. Soybeans, really didn't want soybeans. I seen along I-35 and on some of the other state highways, didn't impress me with the way they were looking. But soybeans look a lot terrible with water holes out there than 4 and 5 foot corn. They're harvesting all the way from Kansas City, clear back down here to home. Combines are rolling everywhere, going around water holes and all that good stuff. The rivers are running. Two of my favorite rivers up there besides the Kansas and Missouri rivers, the Wakarusa and the Cottonwood rivers, just running full. And it's been a while since it rained there too, but it's running full and they're muddy. And so I don't know, a lot going on up there. Just the same as down here. Big shout out to some people in Roger Mills County. I'm not going to say their name. Actually, I only know a few of them anyway, name-wise. But you guys hear me give my buddy Donnie Walker a lot of crap. You know, he's old, in his 80s. But he's been having trouble with his swather the last couple weeks, getting it fixed and stuff, and still hadn't got it fixed, I don't think. And his neighbors all rallied around him, came in and swathed some of his love grass for him Saturday. I think there was 3 swathers involved. And then they bailed it up yesterday. I just want to give a shout out to those neighbors. Didn't charge a penny. And just give a big old thanks to all Donnie's neighbors up there that went in there and helped and swathed and bailed his hay. So he can sleep a little better now. He's worried how he's going to get all that love grass cut. And they helped him with a big chunk of it. So appreciate you guys doing that. It happens in every county and around here all the time. This just here stuck out since Donnie's a good friend of mine. So I want to tell everybody I appreciate them jumping in there and helping him getting that done. He didn't have to write a check out of his Social Security account to pay you guys. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Good deeds. All right, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Day. I have a pair of tickets I want to give away today to the Wild Plum Jam. The boys from Western Oklahoma, Cody Canada and the Departed, Stoney LaRue and Tyler Wilhelm. It's coming up almost 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks. July 19th, Saturday at the Sayre City Park. It coincides with what's going on with the Dust Bowl Days festivities. And we'll have more on that coming up in the next couple weeks. And I got a pair of them. So here's the question. And I think I'm going to take number 9 today. I took number 12 today, and we blew past that. But I did get to number 12. But I'm going to bring it back down to the 9th person. Text in their name. Got to have your name and answer to 580-225-9697. If you want to just play, don't send me your name. But here's the question. See if you guys have been paying attention to my show the last 3 or 4 years. When you're eating at a steak restaurant that has certified Angus beef on the menu, do the steaks come from black or red Angus? That is the OCA question of the day for a pair of Wild Plum Jam tickets. 580-225-9697. All right, let's see what happened overnight. I was checking the board a while ago. The grains are in the tank today, but I was just checking oil prices and beef prices and see what the Bunker Buster mission this weekend did to the market. It's not too bad. So let's see what happened overnight, though. Corn futures were lower in overnight trading on forecasts for precipitation in some Midwestern states this week. Extremely hot weather to start this week will give way to rain, giving a boost to recently emerged corn and soybeans, according to forecasts from the National Weather Service. Chances for showers start Tuesday afternoon in parts of northern Indiana, southern Michigan, and northeastern Ohio. The agency said. I also looked up on their long ranger forecast before the show started. Looks like maybe this weekend, more than likely a week from today on Monday, for the next week after that, our rain chances increase on a daily basis. So that's pretty good. Storms in southern Iowa, northern Missouri are expected to start of the week with heavy rainfall, flash flooding in local rivers. Rises may occur due to heavy rainfall, and their rivers are already running full up there. I've seen them. The Missouri and the Kansas, where they come together there in Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri downtown, they looked like they was pretty full as it was. Export sales of corn in the 7 days through June the 12th were mixed as overseas buyers purchased 903,800 metric tons from the U.S. supplies. That was up 14% from the previous week, but it's down 6% from the prior four-week average. Soybean sales jumped to 539,500 tons from 61,400, the lowest since the marketing year started on September 1st. Wheat sales through June the 12th, the first full week of the 25-26 marketing year, totaled 427,200 metric tons. Corn futures for December delivery fell 3.75 cents overnight to 437.5 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for November delivery lost 2 cents to 10.58¾ a bushel. Soy meal was down $1.70 to $2.96.40 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.51 cents to $55.61 a pound. Wheat futures for September delivery fell overnight 0.75 cents. To 582¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost 0.75 cents to 578 a bushel. Cattle back in the news, according to Successful Farming. The number of cattle on feed on June 1st declined slightly, while placements last month dropped, according to data from the USDA. Cattle and calves on feed at the beginning of June fell 1% year over year to 11.4 million head, the agency said. Placements in feedlot in May, meanwhile, plunged 8% to 1.89 million head. About 335,000 head weighing less than 600 pounds was placed last month. 275,000 head up to 700 pounds, 600 to 700 pounds was placed. 450,000 that weighed 700 to 799, 516,000 from 800 to 899, and 230,000 weighed 900 to 999 pounds, and 80,000 head were over 1,000 pounds in the market. Fed cattle marketing in May totaled 1.76 million head. That's down 10% from the same month last year. Other disappearances were unchanged at 62,000 head. Texas had the most cattle on feed at the start of the month at 2.63 million, down 7%. From June 1st of 2024, Nebraska was second at 2.35 million head, and it's up 1% year over year. Nebraska led in placements in May at 495,000 and changed from the same month last year, followed by Kansas, 470,000 head, down 3% on an annual basis, according to the USDA. Looks like we just got a lot of heat going on everywhere. Heat indexes in parts of central Missouri and Illinois are expected to be around 103 degrees Fahrenheit this afternoon. Illinois and eastern Iowa up into 100 to 105 degrees. They've been pretty warm up there. I think the wind really is saving us a little bit. Again, before we go to OCA break, here is the OCA question of the day for a pair of Wild Plum Jam tickets. When you're eating at a steak restaurant that has certified Angus beef on its menu, do the steaks come from black or red Angus's? Number 9 on the text line at 580-225-9697. Let's take an OCA break and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Is your washing machine spinning out of control? Is your fridge warmer than a hot day in July? Fear not.
It's me, Shy the Repair Guy.
With the power of a wrench and ninja-like moves, he'll sweep in to save your appliances.
No washer too leaky, no dryer too dryish.
Equipped with a tool belt of gadgets, this superhero knows one thing. He repairs in style. And a cape.
It's actually a bathrobe.
When appliances go rogue, you need a superhero. Bringing justice to your appliances one repair at a time. Call Shy at 243-9619 or Daryl at 799-5433.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June the 13th. 1,365 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 487 brought 405. 4 at 513 brought 385. 6 at 525 brought 347. 5 at 585 brought 345. 15 at 601 brought 352. 10 at 625 brought 338. 7 at 757 brought 306. 59 head of heifers at 290 brought 450. 10 at 367 brought 445. 3 at 488 brought 355. 5 at 587 brought 364. 3 at 662 brought 314. 7 at 748 brought 288. Butcher bulls brought 167 to 209. Bred cows 1825 to 3225. Pairs brought 1475 to 3700. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T. Built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your ag weather update for out there in the Texas Panhandle. 84 degrees at McLean, Texas right now. Heat index of 87. Humidity's 56%. Dew point 67. Winds out of the south at 18. Peak wind gusts so far today, 32. 1.89 inches of rain so far in the month of June. No red flag minutes. And 8-inch soil temperature is 82 degrees. You know, one other thing I forgot to discuss about my little road trip this weekend is there's up there in Johnson County and Ottawa County and up in there in those counties around Lawrence and Ottawa and Kansas City, all that. You know, there's a lot of brome grass in those fields, small fields and big fields, and man, talking about making some hay out here. Well, either they're friends of Sugar Daddy, a.k.a. Brian Silk, or Brian's friends with them, and this is where he got his brain thoughts on the baler he operates out there at his farm out there at Delhi, but there's a lot of bales of hay up there that are like housewife size, the little baby things, those that he swears up and down that one of his 4x5 bales has the same amount of tonnage and hay in it as one of our 5x6s. And I can't wait for him to start baling over there by my house because I'm going to slip in there and bale a couple of bales with my 569 John Deere and see if he notices. But yeah, there's a lot of housewife bales up in that area, but I understand up there they're really small fields and they're not flat by no means, and I understand that. But out here in western Oklahoma, come on, man up. You shouldn't even have a man card if you've got one, Brian. But anyway, all right, let's get an update of the markets. Since updates, there she goes. She's moving. She's circling. Come on. There we go. There we go. Also, what do you guys think about a guy that you give tomatoes to at no cost to share with his family, and he only shares with his granddaughter? He doesn't share with his daughter or daughter-in-law or son. I don't even know if his wife gets any of those tomatoes. What do you guys think about somebody like that? I mean, it's a pretty rough neighborhood over in Del Iva, and it ain't that rough. All right, let's see. July corn, 419, down 9 3/4. September, 417, down 7 3/4. Soybeans for July, 1058, down 10. August, 1060, down 11. Soybean meal, July, 281.90, down 220. August is 286.40, down 180. Soybean oil, July, 53.33, down 1.14 cents. And hard red winters, wheat is taking a hard hit. July 551 down 12, and September's 566 down 12 and a half. Oil, out of West Texas, taking a little bit of a hit right now. August 70.98 down 286. Natural gas, July 370, and NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow, as of right now, are all positively trading in the green. Looks like things changed a little bit on the live cattle and the feeders. The lives are still in the red a little more, but looks like the feeders are back in the green. August, 208.77, down 105. October, 206.57, down 77. That's your live cattle. Feeders for August, 302.52. Up 7 cents. September is 302.42, up 20 cents. October is 385, up 50 cents. And lean hogs, July, 113.25, up 47. All right, let's check out some of the auctions from last week. In Oklahoma, 22,737 head went through the sale barn compared to 20,957 last week. Last year, about the same, 21,352 head went through there. Compared to last week, feeder steers and steer calves steady to $5 lower. Feeder heifers, $2 to $6 lower. Heifer calves under 500 pounds, $8 to $12 lower. Over 500 pounds, steady to $2 lower. Demand moderate for feeder cattle this week as cattle futures make sharp declines. Had a few days, but not enough to make up the losses. Slaughter cattle trade hit a ceiling and turned cheaper as well, despite the continued gains on box beef side. Heavy rains continue to keep numbers light at area sale barns. However, there are less chances in the upcoming forecast. Summer's heat and humidity are upon us, and this is a limiting demand for unwing and short wing calves. Slaughter cows sold steady to $4 higher. Advanced on lean cows. Slaughter bulls $1 to $2 higher. Packer demand was good. Demand also remains good for feeders or stocker cows. Supplies included 88% feeder cattle, 8% slaughter cattle, and 4% replacement cattle. That's what was happening in Oklahoma. Let's see what was happening in Texas. 4,661 head went through the sale barn, compared to 3,900 the week before. Last year this time, though, there was almost 6,000 went through there. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold 2 to 6 lower. Demand was moderate. The CME board closed sharply in the red during the week, and negotiated cash for cattle lost a little of the big gains in the previous week. Not much, though. Supplies in Texas included 81% feeders, feeder cattle, 4%, where are we at? Come on, here we go. 17% slaughter and replacement cattle was about 2% of what sold through the sale barns last week. I'm driving through the Flint Hills, though, from Wichita up towards Emporia and in that area in there. There's a lot of cattle. And, well, of course, the pastures are green and the ponds are full. A lot of cattle on there, but, you know, I lived up there 19 years, and we made a lot of road trips back here in Oklahoma. One thing I did notice a difference was that there was a lot of pairs, cow-calf pairs, out on the Flint Hills in the area I was at, and there was a few stockers in there, especially just right there at Wichita, just east of Wichita. That was kind of, I don't know, I'm going to have to ask Brandon about that, because they've got land up in there in the Flint Hills. See what's happening with that, because usually those pastures are just roaming with stalker calves. Okay, let's check out the text line and see if we got a winner. Yes, we do. I'll notify you. Yeah, a lot of people played today. Yeah, no Longhorns. No Longhorns. Yes. Black Angus. So my question was when you are eating at a steak restaurant that has certified Angus beef on the menu, do the steaks come from black or red Angus? And they do come from black Angus. The Red Angus Association, the Black Angus Association are two different entities. So there you have it. I'll notify you here during this OCA break. Well, let's take an OCA break. We'll come back. I'll have your Ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
At Helios Injection Systems, we don't just sell pumps. We build them from the ground up right here in Cordell, Oklahoma. With a full-service fab shop and automated CNC lathes, we manufacture high-quality chemical injection systems trusted by the oil and gas industry. Our packages are available when you need them. With multiple locations, nationwide distributors, and a team committed to service, we're built to keep your operations moving. Call 580-832-5475 or visit heliospumps.com. Helios, work simply.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex Cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex Cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling two bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Ooh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Sugar Daddy ain't taking my comments too lightly. He's sending me videos of him bailing those housewife bells with his Vermeer. So anyway, he's all upset. He even sent me the number one set I signed. Let's check out some ag weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Let's go to home of Lori Campbell, OCA boss up there in that area. Arnett, 83 degrees, feels like 87, dew point 69, humidity 62. South winds, south-southwest winds at 8 miles an hour. Is that right? Is the wind not blowing right now up there? Huh. Anyway, 24 or 10-day rain total, 99 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average bare soil temperature, 85. Sunset, 9 o'clock. Winds out of south, 18 to 20 today. Slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%. I noticed some rain clouds start popping up on the radar out there in the panhandle. Maybe they'll make them into Oklahoma tonight. 71 for a low tonight, 91 for a high tomorrow, with south winds continuing to go on. Hey, duck hunters, listen up. I heard this on a podcast last week while I was planting a cover crop, and this is big. This is big for Oklahoma. So if you're a duck hunter, or if you're just a hunter, or if you just want to go check it out, the one of the largest duck hunting expos is coming to Oklahoma City this year. And from what I understand from listening to that podcast, it is a huge privilege to have this expo in Oklahoma. So it's called the Delta Waterfowl Duck Hunters Expo, and it'll be in Oklahoma City, July 25th through the 27th at the, which center is that? Yeah, at the Bennett Center at the Fairgrounds, Oklahoma City. So there you go. Anyway, the largest event in North America dedicated to the duck hunter. Dust off your boots, pack up your camo, and mark your calendars as the Delta Waterfowl Duck Hunters Expo takes center stage at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This fourth annual event presented by Federal Premium Ammunition promises to bring together waterfowl enthusiasts from across North America for three unforgettable days of education, entertainment, and all things waterfowl. Following the successful 24 event hosted in Baton Rouge last year in Louisiana, this year's expo will build up on its reputation as the premier gathering for waterfowlers. Hundreds of vendors. I looked at the video from last year, and man, hundreds doesn't cover it. It looks like it was 1,000 or more. Will showcase cutting-edge hunting gear, apparel, and accessories. Industrial leaders will be on hand to share expertise, distribute giveaways, and discuss the latest trend in waterfowling. Delta Waterfowl will have the foremost experts in the field on of duck production, waterfowl habitat, conservation, and the future of our hunting heritage presented daily. Get three pack days in this deal. So it's coming up. Check it out just Google Delta Waterfowl Duck Hunters Expo. So that's coming out. I wanted to share that with you. Maybe I can get one of those guys to come on the show, talk about it. It sounds really neat. Them guys were talking about it on the podcast the other day. It's pretty cool. Also, garden season is here and in full swing. And so there's a lot of people have backyard chickens or have chickens out on the farm, however you want to say it. So you're buying a lot of groceries. Some people aren't, but buying a lot of tomatoes, watermelons, cantaloupes, squash, zucchinis, you name it. When you get done with your scraps, if you don't have any chickens, but you have a neighbor that has some, run them scraps over there to their chickens. Chickens thrive on high-quality commercial feed, but they also like treats from time to time. Take melon rinds out to the hens, and they'll run over and peck at them like it's candy. Offering chicken garden scraps is a good way to cut down on food waste and give the birds some variety in their diet. Your garden scraps like cucumbers, zucchini, and fruits and vegetables, including berries, apples, melons, and greens, are all good choices. You'd be bored if you ate the same thing day after day. Chickens might feel the same way. I don't know. I've never asked a chicken about that. I guess I can. It's okay to offer the birds some garden scraps for a healthy treat from time to time. The treats should be offered after full feed to ensure the flock is getting their daily nutrients that they need at mealtime. Joe Hess is a retired extension poultry specialist at Auburn University. He said offering garden scraps is a good way to cut down on waste and give the chickens some variety in their diet. I would stick mostly with vegetable matter out of the garden, but also table scraps as well. He said most of the garden scraps and plant material is safe to eat. Items like citrus, nightshades, and green tomatoes are only a few items to compost rather than feed with the treats. These other certain foods can cause health problems, breathing issues, or death, and are not safe for chickens. Now, see, I didn't know that. Citrus, nightshades, and green tomatoes, they don't like. Acreage owners Chris and Stu Bus have a small backyard flock in Dallas County, Iowa. Chris told us we feed them all with extra garden scraps. when we have an abundance of garden vegetables, the treats or snacks otherwise go to waste. Table scraps can be cooked. Food items like the leftover squash and vegetable pantry extras in the forms of crackers, bread, and rice, along with stale cereal or chips, are all good choices, he says. If it's more of a problem if you feed them leftover meat scraps rather than that. We don't want them chickens to become carnivores. Never feed chickens spoil or moldy food. The scraps can be raw or cooked, but the chickens prefer raw. He said, your birds will happily gobble up all kinds of fruits and vegetables, including berries, apples, greens, as well as bread and rice. He said, you do have to be mindful on feeding strong tasting foods. For example, if birds eat too much garlic or onions, their eggs will also pick up those flavors. Boom, there's a light bulb. If you guys like garlic or onions in your eggs, start feeding them this stuff and you won't have to chop up stuff to put in your scrambled eggs or your scramblers. We feed them all the scraps and foods, including bread, stale chips, crackers, and all dinner scraps. They enjoy grapes and cherry tomatoes the best, but we don't feed them leftover chicken. Well, duh. All garden scraps should be given in moderation as a treat. He said it is important in order to keep the chicken's diet in balance. There you have it. Or leftover tomatoes. That'll work out good. It sounds like they like the cherry tomatoes. I got plenty of those. What else is going on here? Cotton. We got to talk cotton. I got my cotton report Friday. Let's check out what's going on here. So, according to the USDA, 85% of the intended 25-26 U.S. cotton crop has been planted as of June 15th, slightly behind last year's pace and five-year average. Arizona and California growers led the nation with 100% of their crop planted. And see here, in the Mid-South, 71% of the Mississippi crop has been planted. Tennessee, 87%. In the Southeast, South Carolina is ahead of last year's pace at 93%. And in Texas, the largest producing state, 83% of the crop has been planted, and that's slightly above last year's pace. There you go. 19% of the U.S. cotton crop had squared as of June 15th. That's slightly behind the last year's pace at 21%, but ahead of the five-year average. Overall, 48% of the crop was in good or excellent condition, down 1% from the previous week and 6% lower than the same time last year. 33% of the crop was in fair condition, up 3% from the previous week and consistent with this time of the year. 19% of the crop was rated poor to very poor, down 2% from last week and 6% higher than this time last year. There you have it. Sales, net export sales for the week ending June 12th was 83,700 bales of cotton. This brings the 24-25 sales to approximately 12.5 million. Total sales at the same point of the 23-24 marketing year was around 13.5 million. Total new crop, 25-26, are at 1.7 million bales of cotton. Shipments for the week was 213,900 bales, bringing total exports to date to 10.4 million bales compared with 10.1 million bales at a comparable point in the 23-24 marketing year. With approximately 2 months remaining in the marketing year, weekly shipments must average roughly around 153,000 bales to reach the USDA projection of 11.5 million bales of cotton. There you have it. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and we'll come back and finish up the show with your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Z Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
You've seen the yellow tags, you've heard the commercials, you've heard the hustle and bustle. What are you waiting for, guys? Windy Nissan is your dealer. We have all the new Nissans, all the used cars, trucks, and SUVs that you can dream of. With over 150 on the ground, we truly have a little bit of something for everybody. Payments as low as $249 with $0 down. Up to 90 days, no payments. There's never been a better time than now to come see us at Windy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
Garage doors are the largest moving object in your home. It's time to make sure your garage door is operating safely and properly. Cody Giblet, owner of Southwest Overhead Garage Door in Elk City, is reminding you that June is Garage Door Safety Month. Call Southwest Overhead Garage Door today at 580-225-3667 to schedule to have your garage door checked out to make sure it's operating properly. Remember, working on garage doors is very dangerous, so let the professionals handle it. Southwest Overhead Door, 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City.
Do your summer plans include travel? Make sure your prep includes more than just flights and hotels. Stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccination, especially if you're 65 or older or have certain health conditions. There have been surges in COVID-19 in the summer, too. It's important to help protect yourself no matter your destination. So check eligibility and schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
The last thing you want after completing a well is to leave money on the table. However, many drilling companies do just that within the first 30 days of production. It's critical to hire well-trained operators with good quality equipment to give you the right kind of data you need to maximize production from day one. Prime Well Solutions specializes in flowback, sand separation, and well testing specific to the unique needs of your well. In Oklahoma, West Texas, and New Mexico, Prime Well Solutions has you covered. Find them online at primewellsolutions.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. Medicine Park, it's 87, feels like 92. Heat is low. This dew point is 70. Humidity is 58%. The winds are out of the south at 18 with wind gust up to 24. 1.58 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average bare, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 84. 8:51 is sunset. 91 today, 73 tonight, and 91 tomorrow. Clear all three today, tonight, and tomorrow, but windy. How about that? Hey, I just noticed on social media, I want to wish Christy and Greg Mouse a happy 35th anniversary today. If you guys don't know who Christy Mouse is, she is the famous mom of Dr. Mouse, Dr. Taylor, down there at Stockman's Vet. So happy anniversary to you guys. Also coming up pretty quick, real quick, July 11th and 12th, Friday and Saturday, is the world famous Foss Lake Christmas in July. 5K run, free concert, fireworks, food trucks, cardboard duct tape races for all ages. Get ready for the weekend of holiday cheer in the middle of the summer. Foss Lake Christmas in July is back on Friday and Saturday, July 11th and 12th at Foss. So don't miss two full games of food, fireworks, and patriotic fun at Foss Lake Christmas in July on 11th and 12th. Looks like they got all kinds of stuff going on. For more information, just search Foss Lake Christmas in July on Facebook. They got the whole details there. All right, let's see here. I had somebody on the text line a while ago, but they say, you can just turn your chickens loose and they will pick their own garden vegetables. True story. How about that? Okay, let me see here. What do we want to talk about? Oh, I was talking, when I was up in Kansas City this weekend, I was talking to one of my friends that's got a vendor business that he works for home builders up there. And the immigration deal raids, the ICE raids and stuff, is really starting to take a toll on some of the businesses around there. And so we had a discussion about it, and we've talked about it before on this show that used to back in the, I remember back in the 70s and 80s, they were Mexican families come up from Mexico during the summer and hoed cotton and did this and did that, and they go back. And it's just a whole different world right now, and I'm sure President Trump just trying to get rid of the bad immigrants that come through across the border, both borders, that don't need to be here because they're parts of gangs and dealing drugs and human trafficking. And there's still a lot of good families from Mexico, because I know some of them just like come up here and work and then go back home. President Donald Trump relied heavily on the rural vote for his election, but some of these voters have become increasingly anxious over his actions in recent weeks, especially when it comes to their farm workers. Uncertainty over new trade deals and the MOHA, the MAH movement, the Trump team also delivered some good news for farm country in the form of new investments to eradicate the deadly screwworm and favorable blending targets for fuel producers under the renewable fuel standard. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, we all know them as ICE agents, will continue to conduct inspections of ag operations, but will focus on criminal activity, the White House border czar Tom Homan said Thursday. After days of confusion over whether President Trump had carved out an exception for farms and hospitality operations, that's AKA the hotels, including hotels and restaurants, Homan told reporters the message is clear enough that we're going to continue doing worksite enforcement operations even on farms and hotels. The ag industry has forced concern about worksite raids and inspections that have ensnared immigrants working at farm operations and a meatpacking plant. Part of the concern derives from ICE arresting workers beyond those from whom they had warrants. Ask about guidance that went to regional offices, apparently telling agents to hold off at ag and hospitality sites. Homan said it's a matter of proper messaging. He said the worksite enforcement will continue, but based on priority, on the basis. Criminals come first. That's what they're after. Because that's what that buddy of mine, because he has immigrants working for him. Well, that's what we were talking about. You know, they can't find anybody to work, so they're hiring immigrants to work at their deal. And we all know this through, you check it out with these custom harvest crews. A lot of their combine operators, truck drivers, blah, 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 are, you know, immigrants from South Africa, maybe Mexico. I think I've seen some from New Zealand and Australia last year that are working for our custom harvesters. Where are all these people? What are all these people in America doing? The American citizens, what are you doing? Not everybody's working. I mean, you look around Elk City, for example, help wanted everywhere. Where are you at? What are you doing? How can you survive without working? So anyway, just my two cents on it. Let's see here. We didn't talk about this last week with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. She plans to open a new sterile fly facility at an inactive Air Force base in South Texas. $8.5 million on the facility. I'd rather see them do that than practice or try to figure out what causes cow farts. $8.5 million on this facility. It'll be located about 20 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. Will be completed this year, according to a USDA press release. Once built, the new facility can produce as many as 300 million flies per week for dispersal in northern Mexico, not New Mexico. Try to help with the production that they're already doing in Panama and Mexico. The sterile insect technique uses radiation to sterilize mass-reared flies, which overwhelms the New World screwworm population. It was successfully controlled and eradicated the New World screwworm since the 1950s. How about that? Yeah. I'd rather spend $8.5 million on that than studying the cow burps. They're not really farts, they're burps. So, but it just sounds funner. Ticks. Let's talk about ticks. I talked about ticks last year because you know why? I pulled 3 ticks off this body in the last couple weeks. So let's do some TikTok. And I'm not talking about on your phone. As temperatures arise and Texans and Oklahoma spend more time outdoors, the risk of tick bites increase across both states. And it's important to know how to spot, avoid, and remove the ticks, whether you're hiking, camping, ranching, or gardening. Pete Teal, who's a professor from the Texas A&M AgriLife entomologist and regents professor in Texas A&M College of Ag and Life Sciences Department of Entomology, shares how to stay safe from ticks this season and why proper removal matters. There are 2 common ticks around here, especially in Texas. They call them the Lone Star tick and the Gulf Coast tick. Lone Star ticks are more active in late spring through the summer. However, the Gulf Coast species is active year-round, especially down in South Texas. And it's the same. It's the deer tick and the Lone Star tick that's actually in Oklahoma also. This tick has a wide host range, including many wildlife species and humans. You're most often encounter ticks when you enter their natural habitats. This includes hiking, camping, trail riding, ranching, you name it. It's a really, when you look under the microscope, look in this picture, it's really pretty. It's a really pretty tick. Ticks are surprisingly good at finding their next host. They can detect heat, carbon dioxide, and shadows and vibrations. I think everybody needs to keep a look. If you see some calves in your pasture with a droopy ear or not feeling good, I'll bet money that's one of them is because of the ticks. Let's see. The first stage after being hatched is the larva stage. The 6-legged larva, which can swarm in big groups, may leave tiny red spots that are so small they go unnoticed. We call them seed ticks. So he recommends the following prevention steps to spot, avoid, and remove ticks. Wear light-colored clothing to help spot ticks. Tuck pants into boots or socks when walking through tall grass. Consider using masking tape barriers, folding tape around your tucked pants leg, which is we did that in the military a lot. Apply EPA-approved tick repellent. Conduct inspections for attached ticks. And what else is there? Properly remove attached ticks and hold them for observation. Always perform a tick check after outside activities. He explained a proper tick check inspection includes behind the ears, on the scalp, the waistline, and under the arms. And I found mine behind my neck in the last 3 weeks. Here's how you safely remove it real quick. Use fine tip tweezers or a tick removal tool to grasp the tick as close to the skin as possible. Pull straight out with steady, even pressure. Clean the area with an alcohol swab or antiseptic after removing the whole tick. He said once the tick is removed, consider placing it in a closed bottle or bag and saving it. Ticks removed from your citizens can be need to be tested if you wanted to get them tested. You can get them tested in Texas with the Department of State Health Services. The West Nile virus and some other diseases have been detected in humans last year, and it was pretty bad. So you might want to keep it just in case it does have the West Nile virus, stuff like that. You guys have a great day. See you mañana. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, Sarah America. God bless.
You've been listening to Today.